Welcome, it's Maureen Walton O'Brien, 2025, and this is the latest version of the Cosmic to Womb to Heart technology, sourced from the Kiro Indians of Peru, with inspiration from the Haudenosaunee peacekeepers. So make yourself comfortable sitting, standing, or swaying as you feel comfortable. It's not appropriate, however, to lie down. We are going to include the brain this time, as I was guided to do, which will weave together a more complete picture with a more powerful and effective outcome. So we are going to begin by placing your left hand on your front right temporal lobe. The body's wisdom always maintains a crossover to maintain the harmony. Your left side of your body is expressing the feminine into the world, and it is now joined to your right feminine brain so that they are one. Now you may take your hand and place it on your womb. Now you can see and feel how your worldly feminine is now connecting to your cosmic feminine womb, a powerful pocket of heaven magnetizing in all those cosmic ethers daily. Your womb is quite inhuman. It is a contrast to your worldly feminine, so you need to get to know each other. The womb is full of cosmic compassion, deep feeling with no strong emotion. Become aware of its great power resting within your hip bones. And from today onward, you will be aware of it daily and activating it daily, as we once did not so long ago. You will be learning how to move this sacred blood upward to regenerate your whole body, and you will never lose it again. It is not a waste product. Not only is it full of divine source energies, but it is also full of stem cells. It is very alkaline, and the heart, being very acidic, looks forward to receiving these energies. Its loss has weakened humanity tremendously over the last 400 or 500 years or more. So while your worldly feminine is still connected to your cosmic womb, bring your attention to your right hand and the right side of your body. This is your masculine and doing nature into the world. And you are going to take your right hand and place it on your left front temporal lobe, which is your masculine brain. Again, note how the body makes sure that the masculine and feminine are well balanced, working in harmony as partners. Now, after placing your right hand on your front left temporal lobe, you may take your right hand now and place it on your heart. So now your worldly masculine is connecting with the solar heart's love energy. The solar love is much more personal and filled with passion and desire and a strong, fiery, protective kind of love. In contrast to the womb's calm, peaceful compassion that expects nothing in return and is quite impersonal and distant. It is full of enduring, steadfast feeling with no attachments. So now with one hand on your womb and one hand on your heart, feel these powerful complementing organs full of love and compassion and balancing you. And we need to pay attention to these two that work in a partnership. Now, as you adjust to these two organs as complementing opposites, let's slowly bring our attention to the next step, which is looking at the vertical masculine torus that surrounds your body, its central channel running up and down before your spine, composed of two converging magnetic vortices meeting in the middle. One descending right down to touch the top of the womb, and the lower one ascending up to touch the bottom of your heart. So imagine this central overlap where the two opposite energies are meeting and swirling around each other, and realize that they are not blending but maintaining their feminine and masculine qualities. This is the convergence point, a magnetic point we call the central diamond or even the zero point. Now you can activate this vertical torus, of course, with your breath, the inhale. You can sense it swirling down around your heart, both protecting the heart and pulling the heart's love energy down to feed and nourish the womb. And now with your exhale, you can imagine that lower vortice rising up the energies that surround and protect the womb and also lift the womb energies up to nourish and feed the heart. So again, with the inhale, drop the energies down, the heart energies down to nourish your womb, and with your exhale, raise your womb energies up to feed your heart. Practice that a few times to become familiar. Now in the next step, we will show you how the magical cosmic energies come such a distance to feed our tiny womb. So you may rest your hands and imagine around you another torus that is much larger and more expansive, and its energies are running over your head and under your feet, and its central channel, also composed of two magnetic vortices, are converging right in the middle, right over top of your vertical diamond or zero point, thus quadrupling the magnetic forces converging there. Now, to help yourself get comfortable with this and to stabilize it, imagine the horizon line all around you, 360 degrees, always stable, and that you can align your horizontal central channel with. You may for a moment extend your arms and feel your connection to the earth and the landscape and the horizontal magnetic vortices. So now we will take you on a guided tour out into outer space so you can see and understand how the ethers come and how they reach us. So feeling grounded, then take your awareness up with your exhale out of the top of your head, out into the atmosphere beyond the clouds, and imagine yourself passing each planet, and further out you go to the edge of the toroidal field that surrounds the sun. So the sun, even though it's very fiery and masculine, also has its feminine aspect, which is its own torus, which is the causes the orbits of the planets. So imagine yourself sort of bumping against the edge of the last planet's orbit and then looking out into the space beyond. This velvety darkness, you feel like a warm embrace. This is the cosmic mother realm, very different from what we've been taught. It is full to brimming with the potential of all life yet to be. All the designs of the universe are here, all the frequencies, all the harmonies and vibrations. It is so full of life, it is unbelievable, brimming with life not yet in form. It is very dense and full. And some say, scientists say, like gelatin or plasma, very fluid, always unfolding. All good life is born in the darkness, the dark of the cosmic womb. This is the source of life and is the beginning of everything. This is the feminine principle. All good life is born in the darkness and dies into the light. It is born from the darkness takes form and manifests itself in the light. So again, you can see how the feminine source and the masculine finishing work together as complementing partners in order that evolution may unfold. Now, as you turn around to look behind you at the fiery, brilliant, electrical sun, a big ball of fire, strong and vibrant, note that it also has the central magnetic channels of its torus. And as you gaze in wonder, you can see right before your eyes is pulling at tremendous speed those pure, enduring cosmic frequencies directly into its central channel, where it then throws it out at the other side, where it's carried in the solar winds towards the planet Earth that is passing by in its orbit. We will now call these cosmic energies that are flowing towards the Earth the ethers. Now we know that the Earth also has a mighty torus of its own, and these cosmic ethers are now being pulled in at a tremendous rate into the central channel of the Earth's torus. And right through the core of the Earth they go, picking up the minerals and metals and the qualities of the waterways before emerging at the other pole, where they flow across the surface of the Earth to the opposite pole, held by the magnetic forces. What a cosmic brew, now imbued with Earth and Sun qualities as well. The Earth has been showered and blessed with these amazing energies since the beginning of time. This is the fifth element that was taken out of the periodic table. This is the feminine element, because women's have 10 times more the magnetic forces than men do. And so we are the ones that have the power to import these transforming ethers from beyond the solar system. So now return to your body down on the Earth's surface and sense your horizontal torus naturally aligning with those vibrant cosmic ethers that are flowing across the surface of the Earth, up and down through the valleys, over the mountains, as tiny little pinpoints of sparkling dark and light energy. Begin to inhale in long, slow breaths through your horizontal channel and feel them enter into that central diamond point. The intensity of this concentration point has now quadrupled with both the vertical and horizontal tori in active mode. The next step is this. You're going to return your awareness momentarily to the vertical torus and drop that zero point down into your womb with your inhale, using your descending cone of energy. And your inhale, just feel that system slide down the central channel, down into your womb, so that the magnetism is right there in the womb. And the ethers are flowing in with your inhale and with the magnetism of your zero point. And you can feel the womb's blood being rapidly transformed and changed to a high divine cosmic state that is quite non-human. There is no karma or ancestral bloodline any longer in your womb's blood. As you feel into the astonishing reality that you have a pocket of heaven within the organ of the womb, you look forward to feeding your whole body with this to awaken yourself. Never was it natural to lose this precious elixir. Its loss has weakened all of humanity, and so the next step we will share how you may redirect this to feed and nurture and heal your body, mind, and soul. So you may Import the ethers for a day or a few days, depending on your own cycle. When you feel ready to redirect, then this is the next step. Feel comfortable and bring your awareness to your vertical torus and its ascending cone of energy. Focus in on that magnetic 0 point now in your womb, and with your exhale, bit by bit, repeated exhales, begin to feel it lift. Now remember that not so long ago, this was a natural circulation of the body, just as sap rising in a tree. It won't take long for the body wisdom to remember. Remember also how the cosmic womb blood is now full of those vibrations and frequencies and symphonies of sounds that were in the cosmos. And it so happens that our kidneys are called inner ears, and they sit right between the heart and womb on either side of the central channel, and they attract and amplify the cosmic sounds now within the womb's blood. This also helps to keep these frequencies and the blood flowing upward away from the fiery central channel of the Kundalini, which would just burn the energies off. This is the feminine way to raise energies, to maintain the moisture, the weight, and the density of the cosmic brew. Also recall the main artery and vein that move to and from the heart directly. That large vein called the vena cava is what is carrying your precious womb blood up towards the heart. With strong intention, it may take only two or three sittings for your blood loss to lessen. So continue your exhales until you sense the blood entering the heart. Now this calm, cool wisdom brew is meeting with the fiery, passionate heart's blood. This will bring great relief to the heart as all the cares and worries begin to be flushed out. Wiggle your fingers and toes and feel them with every exhale, leaving your body. As your inspired womb blood continues to flow through your heart and thus through your whole body and mind, the karmic and ancestral qualities begin to be flushed out so that the heart's pure love, called the high heart, can now meet with the purified cosmic womb blood. And so your two polar opposite complementary blood systems, cosmic and solar, are now at one in the heart. This, I believe, is the moment that the woman steps into a fully conscious, enlightened state of being. But of course, when this is practiced in a circle of dedicated women, the effect will be much stronger and much quicker. Now imagine that you are sitting in a group of women that have been practicing this for a few months together, and realize that you will be attracting the attention of already enlightened souls that are unborn and are looking for an opportunity to come to Earth to help, and they cannot come through the womb of an untrained woman. And so one of them is going to call to you, to call to one of the women in the circle. And only one woman becomes pregnant, but all of you have worked together to allow this to happen. And so begins the next step of parthenogenesis. At this point, all we know is that the now purified male and female blood systems within the heart are able to be redirected down to the womb, and the male aspect of your heart's blood is able to divide your egg. More levels will come to us of this process as we work together. So imagine the double torus and the central 0 point, and bring it down to its resting place between the heart and womb, and breathing slowly, we close this first session. Please remember that these are deeply sacred teachings that have been hidden from us for up to a couple of thousand years in some places, that they were hidden for a reason, so that the powerful globalist deep state can stay in control of humanity and keep us enslaved. This is the only reason there has been the oppression of the feminine worldwide for eons. Real, soulful, feeling human men cannot be blamed for this, for they too are enslaved by the globalists. So we must be wise and cautious in how we bring this forward, keeping it whole, not cherry-picking or using it for entertainment or sensationalism. I suggest we sit in silence in our own dark lodges, work quietly together, changing slowly and actually quickly from within. We don't need to broadcast it. We just change from within. As we learn this practice and share it with our friends in a quiet, darkened space, not only will we become more aware and telepathic and clairvoyant, but more levels will come to you as you practice, because we are being supported by our ancestors and fed this knowledge so that humanity can evolve once more. They have been waiting patiently for this time that their future families will remember what they have kept safe and whole for us through the centuries for us to reclaim. My last parting comment is that women realize that the process of embodying and importing these remote, vast, cosmic principles of wisdom and the big picture beyond human desire will cause you to become much less attached to worldly desires. Thus, our relationship with men change dramatically. In this age of heightened sexuality, it is hard to realize that our relationships with men were very, very different when we were not bleeding, but redirecting and thus helping humanity evolve. We had wonderful relationships with men that we were able to work together to create the great free energy temples like the pyramids and the great cathedrals that brought amazing healing to the planet and kept the vibrations very high. This is because the men listened to the guidance of the women who had the bigger picture from the cosmic realm, together with the men's ability to manifest using their precision mathematics, free energy technology. Wonderful things were created. Men honored parthenogenesis, or they would not have built the Parthenon, which is the temple of parthenogenesis. Earth children were indeed important, but it may be maybe just 2 or 3 years in a woman's life that she would engage on an intimate level with a man. So please be cautious of people who say that these sacred feminine mysteries included sacred sexuality. This was not possible, as a fully enlightened woman had no interest in such worldly desires. It's quite natural for a woman to be celibate most of her life, and being on call in marriage was something unheard of. Remember, these were the times when matriarchal and matrilineal societies thrived globally. And in these cultures, there was no nuclear family or marriage. So in closing, I trust your wisdom to keep this material close to your heart and womb and keep it sacred. Thank you. 2025, Wildwood Sojourn, Ontario, Tyendinaga, on the site of the double virgin birth of the Peacemaker Group. The self-conceiving women were Gehilio Gaha and Geherusug, Their teacher was Jagansase, the son was Jagannawida, and his partner to take the message into the world was the orator Hiawatha. Gratitude to the Kiro Indians of Peru for keeping a remnant of this system intact enough that we could pull it together with the help of our ancestors who walk with us. Thank you.